You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
This is the time of year when many of us are preoccupied with shopping, sales, and spending. We're marketed to endlessly with the message that we need more stuff. But are we aching for something more than stuff? With sharing economies, upcycling, and handmade artisanal products gaining momentum, it appears there's a desire for more personal experiences and exchanges amongst us. A call for conscious consumerism is one of the campaigns of the Center for a New American Dream, as are recommendations on how to simplify the holidays. Speaking with us today about this is Sarah Barrett. She's the Director of Outreach and Communication for New Dream, and she joins me right now. Hi, Sarah.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good, very good. Tell us about New Dream's Simplify the Holiday campaign. What's that all about?
Sure. Well, year-round, Center for a New American Dream really focuses on empowering Americans to improve their quality of life by taking action to consume responsibly and protect the environment and build community. So, you know, really trying to give folks tangible ways year-round, not just during the holidays, to go back to being, you know, kind of a group of citizens instead of, you know, targeted as consumers. The Simplify the Holidays campaign is often a way that people can kind of jumpstart that in their lives and begin to do that in a really tangible way at a time of year that focuses so much on consumerism and, you know, this buy culture. And instead of going and, you know, spending a lot of money on things and trinkets and gadgets and the latest high-tech products, we really encourage people to take the stress out of that and focus in on what really matters, which is friends and family and giving gifts of perhaps time or experience or local handmade goods, secondhand goods, things like that.
It's, I'm sure most people actually just kind of feel that disconnect with what the season is supposed to be and this just kind of crazy rampant consumerism that we're surrounded by and that many of us engage in. What kind of tools do you have that can sort of help people disrupt that and start to get a handle on the season?
First, we have our pledge, which is kind of an annual thing. And with the pledge, you make a commitment to simplify your holidays through doing one of several different activities, such as, you know, offering to teach a skill you possessed or creating a holiday wish list through our alternative gift registry, So Kind, or, you know, drawing names for a family Christmas, things like that. And then you share out the fact that you have signed this pledge with your friends and family in order to hopefully encourage them to sign the pledge as well and begin to simplify the holidays. It's kind of a ripple effect throughout your community. We also have our new coupon booklet. So you, instead of giving, you know, just, you know, something that somebody is not ever going to use, something that if you don't know a family member very well, you're able to give them a coupon for, you know, perhaps cooking lessons or help in the garden. So you're able to really connect with that person later on and give them something that would be valuable to them, which is fantastic. We also have an entire booklet of resources for ways to, you know, especially green your holidays as well.
I know that years back I had a bunch of young nephews that I wanted to gift somehow, and I used to just like grab a check from my checkbook and write out a day with your auntie, and I had some pretty amazing experiences as a result of that, and the boys loved it.
Yeah, I think that's something that we're really trying to focus in on is that, you know, the things that if you're going to spend money or if you're going to, you know, spend money for the holidays specifically, spend it on an experience. Spend it on something that really is going to reconnect you with your friends and family and give a lasting memory, because really that's what matters at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. Now, tell me about the alternative gift registry, the So Kind registry. What is that about?
Sure. So Kind is we've had an alternative gift registry since about 2007, but we recently revamped it and relaunched it this year. So Kind is a new kind of registry for all sorts of celebrations. So we noticed that specifically for weddings and babies and even around the holidays, you know, there are these gift registries popping up that were just full of just stuff, you know, like just things, you know, nobody needs blenders in three different sizes or, you know, just, you know, a million different versions of mixing bowls for their kitchen. What they really need are things that focus in on more fun and less of the stuff. So you really, so Kind Registry allows you to register for gifts of time, gifts of experience, Skillshare, secondhand goods, handyman help around the house, things that really helps to not only build community, but are better for the environment.
Why do you think that we feel this incredible kind of need to shop and buy and just to acquire more and more stuff? Where is that coming from?
Yeah, I mean, you know, $19 billion is spent on advertising every year, and we see about 3,000 messages a day telling us that in order to be happy, we need to buy stuff. So I think that, you know, there's this gigantic monstrosity kind of telling us that, you know, if you want to be happy, you have to have the latest gadget or you have to spend money to make yourself happy, when in reality, that just hasn't proven true through studies and, you know, through my own personal experience and the experience of everyone I know. You know, it's not the Tickle Me Elmo doll you remember getting. It's the box that you get to be creative and plan with your, you know, friends and family.
How does this this kind of cycle of consumerism, how does it affect us personally?
That's something that we've really been looking into over the past couple of months. We actually put out a new series of infographics called The Shorter Work Week, which are actually pushing for a shorter work week because it really is kind of a vicious cycle that we are encouraged and almost required to work nonstop in order to buy these things and to see this kind of consumer culture. You know, it affects us, number one, like our health. The infographics are great. You can find them on our website, that's newdream.org. But, you know, you're 40% more likely to have heart problems. You're 2.5 times more likely to be depressed if you work more than 50 hours a week. So, you know, they affect us in a very real physical way. Also, you know, they really affect the environment. If all of us were able to, you know, reduce our work week by about 10 or 15%, we would cut, you know, carbon footprints by like 35 or 40% for each of us individually. So it would be, you know, a fantastic first step towards curbing kind of this consumerist culture.
Now, we all know that more and more children are being marketed to from a young age. What's the end result for them of all that advertising?
It's especially dangerous for, you know, and our children are marketed to even far more than adults, right? So, you know, you're raised in this kind of consumerist culture and you those are the values that instill. And we have some tools that are able to help parents encourage kids to really push back against that. There also is this really cool thing out from The Lamp, which is a group out of New York called Media Breaker, where you're able to take those advertisements that are aimed towards kids and kind of like scramble them to reveal the real message inside of them. So really it's up to kind of families to, reconfigure what it means to be a consumer as a child and focus back in on letting your kids play out in nature and do important things like that and kind of cutting off the TV or shortening those messages and their access to kids.
What do you think, what's your vision for what a holiday could be like if you just like define it by less stuff, maybe more thoughtful gift giving and exchange of experience as you talked about? How can that help transform the holiday season?
I think it makes it, number one, less stressful. You know, you don't have to, you know, nobody's running around crazy at the last minute trying to buy just any gift for loved ones. And you're really able to feel that sense of community and reconnect and have a higher quality of life. I think that's what it really boils down to, is that the less that you're stressed during the holiday season, the more you're able to enjoy it and really focus in on what matters, which is the time with friends and family, whether it's, you know, cooking, going to the farmer's market and getting ingredients for a meal and coming back and cooking it together, or, you know, finding, you know, using old newspaper or, you know, secondhand items to wrap up the gifts that you have that you bought from local artists and people like that, that really supporting that local economy. You're really kind of building a community, not only inside your family, but, you know, across your community and in the region, and hopefully it ripples out to other communities as kind of an example.
Now, as you started out talking about this, the Christmas thing isn't, you just don't have a campaign about Christmas. This is seen as part of a much broader view by the Center for the New American Dream that really talks about conscious consumerism. Tell us about that overall concept and how people can engage with that.
Sure. We really want to kind of, you know, redefine what it means, you know, kind of the American dream, with a focus on what kind of matters in terms of a meaningful life, contributing to society, valuing nature, and really spending time with family and friends instead of buying into what's sold to us, kind of, is what's good and fun. Now, a lot of that has to do with our Collaborative Communities program, which is great. We just recently launched this year our Get Together initiative, which takes people who are new dreamers from across the world who have met on our site and have used our resources and really empowers them to get together in their own backyards and start community projects and really enacting change on the ground there. That's, you know, a big thing that we've done. We also have Redefining the Dream, which is probably our most direct efforts to shift from, you know, a consumerist culture to one that's about community and making your life more meaningful. In that, inside that umbrella, we have a really great series called Living the Dream, where we spotlight people who are actually, you know, taking these big leaps and have become really serious role models for folks who are, you know, kind of downshifting, whether you're moving into a much smaller house or you're, you know, becoming a complete non-consumer. We really focus in on telling those stories and making them accessible. We also have fantastic community action kits, webinars that give people step-by-step tips to really enacting that sort of change in their backyards.
Well, I think it's solstice today, so maybe we could say as we welcome the new light, people might want to touch down on your website and really engage with some of these ideas and really start to make a difference, not only through this holiday season, but for our world generally, which I think we definitely agree needs our help to be more conscious consumers and spending more time with each other in the community rather than just buying a bunch of stuff, or as I'd call it, crap.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been great. It's been great talking with you, Sarah, and I'll point people towards your website.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Sarah Baird. She's the Director of Outreach and Communications for the Center for a New American Dream. We've been talking about how to simplify the holidays, and if you want to, as I said, touch down on their website, you'll find it at newdream.org.